And now at 13 and a half minutes past 10 o'clock, I'm joined by Madison Bateson, who is a cyclist, not just an ordinary cyclist. She's going to be a world champion cyclist. How do I know this, Madison? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I'm just getting my notes together because I'm very excited about it. You've been selected to represent South Africa at the UCI XCO Mountain Bike World Champions in Val di Sole, Italy. Do you speak Italian?
No.
Well, you should start learning because you're definitely going to be there. I know because after this interview, everyone's going to support you. I know you need a little bit of help to get there because, well, apparently it's been a goal of yours since moving into the junior category and being eligible to qualify that you're currently ranked 10th in the world, and the highest ranked first-year junior.
Yes.
That's absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
How did you do that?
So basically how it works is you get UCI Cat 1s and different races. You can qualify and get a different amount of points. And how many points you have is basically what ranks you in the world.
But how did you become such a hot cyclist?
I think it's just training.
So have you always been keen on mountain biking? When did you start?
Yeah, always. I think I started when I was 5. I was basically dragged around the country because my older sister did cycling. So, yeah.
So you come from a family of sporting types and cycling being one of the options and your sister being a good cyclist, you just fell into it.
Yes, basically.
Have you always lived in Ballito?
Yeah, my whole life.
So that's very fortunate because Hollow Trails gives you lots of space to learn.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been so blessed to have Hollow Trails right here. I mean, it's like 5 minutes down the road for me. Well, I've just moved recently, so maybe like 10. But yeah, I used to just ride straight out the house, straight onto the trails. And it was amazing.
So cycling clearly for you from the age of 5 has been a passion. And it's more than a passion now. It's kind of almost, in a sense, your life.
Yeah.
Would you say that that's accurate?
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, this term I went online so that I would have more time for cycling.
So you don't go to day school, as they say, anymore. You're homeschooled.
Yes.
And I think that makes a lot of sense for people that are concentrating on their sporting and other pursuits because it's now entirely possible to get a good education. And to literally devote the time that's required. Because to become a world champion at anything, it's a huge sacrifice. How many hours a week would you say that you spend in the saddle?
It varies. So there's something at the end of the year and during off season, which we call base. It's where you do like longer hours. So maybe like, I would say 3 to 5 maybe. Along with gym and all of that. And then during the year while you're racing, you'll cut down a bit. So less hours, maybe like on average 2 hour sessions with your gym. And yeah, then you have a taper week, which is the week of a race where you'll do the more like activation intervals rather than normal intervals and less hours. So you can taper for the race.
So you take this extremely serious. Do you have a coach?
Yes, Tyron White from Drivetrain.
He's from a legendary training family. Russell is his dad, and he's overseas now. Tyron, I think, is world renowned as a trainer, as a coach. And you're so fortunate to have the stars align because here you are in Ballito with this magnificent riding terrain through Hollow Trails and environs. There are lots of cycle gurus in the area and a top coach. Wow.
Yeah.
You're also very lucky to have parents that are encouraging you, and I presume they are.
Definitely, yeah. They're my biggest supporters.
But now you've got a chance to go to the World Championships, and I believe there is no government support for this?
Yeah, no. So Cycling South Africa, they don't help with anything. It's all self-funded, accommodation, kit, travel fees, everything.
And what's it going to cost you to take on the world and bring home the championship to South Africa?
Around 80,000.
A lot of money, huh?
Yeah.
And everyone is rooting for you because, well, I reckon that you're our best hope.
Hope so.
Those world championships, because you're the only one from South Africa going, are you?
No, there's another two from Bolito
are going.
Yes, Cody Maidman and Joshua Paul.
Okay, and then, so there's a little team from Bolito going to take on the world.
And then another boy from Cape Town, Luke LaGrange. He's also under Drivetrain. So we're all under Drivetrain that are all going. And yeah, there's another two junior girls, a couple elites, and a couple under 23. So there's a good group of us going.
But I reckon that looking at your results, you're probably the best. Let's just say you're one of the best and probably let the best win on the day. But through hard work and endeavor, it probably and hopefully will be you, because you're my guest on the show and we'd like to support you. So talking about that, I'm sure a lot of people listening to this would like to support you as well, because it's a huge ask. I don't think many parents have got the kind of money lying around to sadly, you know, I mean, it's the reality of life. It's a lot of money, but you know, it takes a village to raise a child, they say.
Yeah.
And here we are in Bolito, used to be a village. And there are folk who have good hearts here. You see, that's the thing. I know there's a lot of people that have got money as well, which is useful.
Yeah.
But if we can combine the good hearts and the money, no matter how big or small your contribution, every cent that we can raise will help Madison get to the World Championships. And luckily, through Backer Buddy, there is a campaign running at the moment.
Yes.
Which will give you enough, hopefully, to get there. I see that the campaign is running. You are 1/8 of the way there so far.
Yes.
And we need you to get 80,000 rand, well, another 70,000 rand in the kitty by when?
I leave in 2 weeks. So, yeah. some people have donated off the Backer Buddy, so that's not exactly what I have at the moment.
So you've got a little bit more in the kitty. But it would be wonderful if we could get that target moving, folks.
Yeah.
And Backer Buddy, very easy. All you got to do is go onto Backer Buddy, look for Madison Bateson, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, Bateson, B-A-T-E-S-O-N. And she is going to be representing Bolito, representing South Africa, representing young people in the UCI XCO Mountain Bike World Championships in Italy in 2 weeks' time with your help. So please, if you can, no matter how big or small, and even if it's just your best wishes, that also goes an awfully long way. But it would be grand to see that total moving sufficiently to get you there. And I'm sure by hook or by crook, you will be in Italy in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
And you will do extremely well. And then hopefully you'll come back and tell us all about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Just in parting, I'm sure that there are many that have helped you so far along the way. And no doubt this is an opportunity for you to tell them how much you love them.
Yeah, I mean, my parents, they've been my biggest supporters. My coach, who has brought me this far, all my sponsors, especially Gil Noki, who have supported me and helped me to get overseas, and Biotin, all of them have been such a big help in, yeah, just getting me through the year. And yeah, that's basically it.
And the McMurrays, who love you so much that they got you this interview.
Yes.
So there it is. You go with our blessing and our hopes and our dreams with you as you go to Italy in 2 weeks' time. I'm confident you're going to get there, and I'm confident the Backer Buddy campaign is going to be a huge success. And when you return, would you come back and tell us all about it?
100%.
My very special guest, Madison Bateson, off to Italy for the World Mountain Bike Championships. She's really deserving, and if you can help her to get there, please do so. Thanks for joining me on the Dave Charles
Show. Thank you, Madison, so much.
And the show continues.